Next patient is Mildred Thompson. The last name is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Thompson. Mildred. M-I-L-D-R-E-D. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old patient of Dr. Joshi. J-O-S-H-I. That is following this office because of the presence of hypercalcemia. Knowing that the patient had a elevation of the PTH and tendency to have hypophosphatemia, we thought of the possibility of primary hyperparathyroidism, and for that reason we order the administration of Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, 30 milligrams every day. Today she comes for a follow-up. The latest laboratory workup that was done on treated with the administration of Sensipar 30 milligrams every day. Today she comes for a follow-up. In September, on September the 28th of 2023, the patient had a serum calcium that is reported 10.1. In other words, the Sensipar is working. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia. This hyperkalemia doesn't seem to be related to renal tubular acidosis. The CO2 is 28, the anion gap is 10. Could be it affecting the tubular in the tubules of the kidney, and in order to treat the hyperkalemia, we are going to continue with the low potassium diet, and we are going to start the patient on metolazone, 2.5 milligrams three times a week. Side effects of the metolazone were explained to the patient. The following number, the patient continues with the serum creatinine that is 1, a BUN of 25, and the estimated EFR is 51, which is CKD stage 3A. Following number, the patient has memory impairment.
Yeah.
Had an MRI of the spine, in which some nodularity in the adrenal glands was determined. We are going to order the CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without any contrast. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months, so I spent 20 minutes with the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes with the documentation.